With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump continues to announce key personnel for his incoming administration. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president-elect said he is nominating longtime TV talk show host Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. In a statement, Trump said Oz will cut waste and fraud within the country's most expensive government agency. He also has chosen his transition co-chair, Howard Lutnick, to be Commerce Secretary. Lutnick, who was said to be in the running for Treasury Secretary, is a billionaire who heads the brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal funds are being requested to rebuild the collapsed Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge, which was knocked down by a cargo ship.
The president's pending request to Congress for nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid includes money to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge after a deadly collapse in March. Maryland's congressional delegation is also working to secure 100% federal funding to cover the nearly $2 billion in estimated reconstruction costs. Lawmakers are meeting in a lame duck session to finish key priorities before a new Congress and the incoming Trump administration takes over. I'm Shelley Adler.
Northern California and the Pacific Northwest are bracing for what's expected to be a powerful storm. Heavy rain and winds are set to pummel the region and potentially cause power outages and flash floods. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks beginning today and lasting through Friday. Those come as long plumes of moisture stretching far over the Pacific Ocean that California and the Pacific Northwest has seen this season bears down on the region. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are getting their news from social media influencers.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, about 20% of adults turn to such people for news content, and 40% of those under the age of 30 do so. And what the Pew study reveals is that on the major platforms, X, TikTok, Instagram, and the like, the biggest single group of influencers are those promoting the LGBT agenda. Pro-Palestinian influencers come in second. By contrast, there are very few pro-life advocates on the platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump and the Republican Congress are expected to roll back President Biden's efforts to promote transgenderism. Mr. Trump has pledged to withhold funding from schools that allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. The president has also said that any doctor or hospital providing sex change operations on children should be barred from Medicaid and Medicare. This is SRN News. Walmart's promise of low prices proves to be a powerful draw in the third quarter, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Walmart ratcheted up sales and profits again in the third quarter, with its comparatively low prices proving a powerful draw for shoppers seeking to cut spending where they could. The nation's largest retailer raised its outlook for the year as well. Walmart reported net income of $4.58 billion, or 57 cents per share, in the 3 months ending October 31st. That compares with $4.53 billion in the year-ago period, 5 cents better than Wall Street had expected. I'm Julie Walker.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he won't make a clemency decision on the murder convictions of Eric and Lyle Menendez until newly elected Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman reviews the case. More at SRNNews.com.